Frank Barber, way out to the mound. That's already number 16, showing on the back of his shirt. And here is Jimmy Dykes batting order for India. And Samardi again leads off the second base. Mike Delahoz is at shortstop. Phillips the third is moved up to hit number 3. Power at first base, that's 4. Back corner and left field, it's 5th. Pierce all in center, who made a tremendous catch against Cowan in the 10th inning. Saved the ball game to that spot. Harvey Keene saw left in step at all. He hit himself about 5:15 this afternoon with one of his own foul balls. Did not get in the first game. Keene has had the foot frozen and worked on, and he's going to start the second game. But they have dropped him down to hit 7. Wilson will catch the second game with hit 8. And Stegman, the pitcher, 1-5 off 8 against the league, is 2-3 with New York. Now, for the Yankees, who pulled out one that they just simply had to have, with Baltimore winning its first game over Twilight tonight, and the White Sox showing a 4-1 lead up to Boston halfway through it. Boyer leads off again at third. Kubek at short follows. Then comes Lopez in left field, who's basically tied it up in the 8th inning. Mantle in center. Cowan at first base. Third is in right field, with the left-hander going for the favor. Howard is catching both ends. Richardson is second, and Whitey Ford, who is 9-7 and 3-0 against Stephen, is ready to go. So the first hitter is in there, Ken Astromonte. Right-hand batter. Hitting 299. Ford gives him a quick little curve into the knees for a call strike. Somebody had one base hit, a double in the fifth inning. First game was 3 hours and 45 minutes. The time is called. First base umpire Charlie Barry finds an extra base. The groundkeeper had an extra base which they didn't use and inadvertently left it just in front of the fence back to first base. So Barry said, well, I don't want anybody trying to reach that base to think he's safe. Rex Hatch is coaching down at first base. Luke Appen is at third. They pitch you the curve, low inside, ball one. Applin has come in here for the third straight time in third straight different uniform. The last time he was in, he was wearing the Detroit uniform before the switch of managers. Then he came right out back for Old Timers Day and had on his old White Sox uniform. Now he's in here with Cleveland wearing the Indian suit. Whitey pitches the lead up outside for ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. First hitter of game 2. The Yankees leading the season series against Cleveland now 11-6. Pitches low inside, ball 3. 3-1. Single game, the White Sox at Boston. They end the 4 innings and Chicago's leading 4-1. The Orioles won their first game from Kansas City tonight, 2-1. And at the end of 2 innings of the second, KC leads 1-0. As the ball bounced over the mound, back to second, through to center field for a base hit for Asomati. And so the second game is joined. Single through the middle. First man up, first base hit. And we now have Mike Delahoz, who is playing some shortstop. He had a couple of brilliant plays. And in addition, he had a couple of base hits, a double and a single. He's a small right-hand hitter. Infield is tightened in against the bunt. That's the way Dykes wants to play it. And the batter tries to bunt and foul tips it back. Strike one. Delahoz sitting at 269. See, we've got a fine crowd out here tonight, which should put the Yankees just about at the 1.25 million mark at home plate attendance. It's not just over there. Pitch is a change of pace swung on, hit down to Richardson, is up for the flip to Kubek. They got one to throw to first. Double play. So those two young men get it started, and the big moose finishes it. 4-6-3. So we have 2 outs, nobody on. No score. And here is Bubba Phillips. He's moved up to hit in the number 3 spot. In the first game tonight, Phillips, who was hitting 7, had a couple of singles and a base on ball. Bumps at the first pitch and fouls it across the third baseline for his strike. The Indians see you at 2 o'clock tomorrow for a doubleheader. The schedule originally called for this was a night game, a single, and a single game tomorrow. But, of course, we had rain out on a couple of occasions in St. Virginia, including a Sunday doubleheader. This was the only place to put them. The outfield shades Phillips into left. Swings at the ground foul outside third to the third base coacher, Luke Hatton. Old Aches and Pains makes the stop and throws the ball out to Whitey. Nothing in two. The rotation of the four umpires for the second game. Frank Eumont is at the plate. Berry, who's a senior umpire in the league, is the first. Knapp at second and Stewart at third. As a ball hit foul down in the left field seat. Nothing in two still. The Yankees are still sitting in first place by one full game over the Orioles. At the moment, the Yankees are two games over Chicago. White Sox have a three-run lead in the fifth inning. If they win their ball game, they would get the half game back. Then it would be what... There's a ball hit down toward the right field corner. And there is Lopez over there and makes the catch. I think in giving you the lineup, I had Lopez in left field and serve and right. Makes that a switch. Lopez in right, serve and left. Two. One, two, three. No runs, one hit, thanks to the double play, nobody left. And the score at the end of half an inning of the second game, the Indians nothing and the Yankees coming to bat.
You know, not too many years ago, a lot of people had to draw their water by hand from an old-fashioned pump. Now, that's getting water the hard way. And you'd be surprised, though, even today, some jobs are still being done the hard way. Like cleaning the carburetor of your car, for example. The hard way is to have an experienced mechanic take your carburetor apart and clean it by hand. But now, there's an easy way. Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, as Atlantic Imperial flows through your carburetor, it loosens and dissolves harmful deposits that are formed on the inside walls, gradually washing them away. And what's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps them from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial gasoline. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
And 2-3 with New York. Young Peter Spoyer, first set hitting 253, followed by Kubek, then by Lopez. Ralph Howell coaching down at first base. Frank Cruzetti at third. Wilson catching the second game. Romano caught the first one. Pitch is low into the dirt and back to the stand, ball one. Wilson got in the top of the 11th as a pinch hitter. And Arroyo got behind on a 3-0 and then wound up getting him to take a called third strike. And right there, the game turned. Pitch is strike, just under the shoulders, 1-1. That's just straight away on Boya. Power at first base, Estamati at second. The shortstop is Mike Delahose, and the third baseman is Bubba Phillips. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. That was the forkball. Stigman has one, and that one sank, and you could see it. It comes down with a little off of it as far as speed is concerned, and it drops. All right, 1-2. That corner and left, Pearsall in center, Keene and right. A sharp inside curve is swung on and missed, and it is strike three, and he's out. So Stickman fans the first Yankee hitter. Missed no score second game. Kubek hitting 283 gets in. And the Yankees won that ball game in the 11th inning. Casey Stengel had no longer any bench except a couple of pitches. They were down just as thin as they could go, not an extra man to catch infield or outfield. Kubek cuts and misses on a slider, thrown hand high on the outside, strike one. Bryant goes off. That 2 o'clock gates are open at 11. Tony Swing, the high outside pitch again, strike two. And tomorrow's ball game, it will be Kelly and Stafford. And Stafford is the young right-hander called up from Richmond, hasn't pitched here at the stadium, and you folks who have come out will like what you see of him. Very composed young man with an excellent fastball. That's strike three swinging, the curveball, and Sigmund stops off by striking out the first two Yankees. And here's Hector Lopez, got that big hit in the eighth inning. If he had not got the hit with two out and two strikes on him in the eighth, the Indians would have won the ball game in regulation time. Hector knocked in the sixth run, and so the status was established for Barrow to break it up with his home run, first up in the last of the 11th. Lopez hitting 280. Ball dropped in for a called strike. Nothing in one. Strike one pitch is low inside. Ball. One and one. Strike. Left-hander delivers. There's the fourth ball, and it is strike two. He's caught the outside with it. Lopez checking his swing. But Dumont raises that right hand and says, that's it. One and two. One ball, two strikes. One on, foul back. Still one and two. Jimmy Dykes, the last time he was here, was the manager of Detroit. Now he comes back in managing Cleveland. And when Detroit gets in here Sunday for the doubleheader, Joe Gordon, last time here managing Cleveland, will be managing the Tigers. No score. Ready, deals, there's the ball swung on, hit down the right field corner, foul. One and two. At the end of this inning, we'll run over the other games for you. Ball, two strikes. I feel a step back in the right on Lopez. Swings near the high fly ball straight out to Pierce Hall. He's waiting under it. He has it. And there's nothing across. And at the end of an inning, it is Cleveland nothing on New York nothing. First game in 11 innings, one on Barrow's home run. Yankees 7-6. Now to look around, the White Sox, who had a 4-run second inning, have now had a 5-run fifth inning, and at the end of six, it is Chicago 9 and Boston 1. Boom. Bauman, former Red Soxer, is pitching us into Chicago. Wilson started, an old friend of yours and mine, Sederman, has come on to relieve in the fifth inning. Baltimore, with a run on the last of the night, beat Kansas City 2-1. Both starting pitchers went to roof. Barber winning it and Garver losing it. And Baltimore has come up with 3 runs in the last of the third, and at the end of 3.5 innings of the second game, it is Baltimore 3 and Kansas City 2. Daly started, and Sepulveda is now pitching for Kansas City. Brown started, and it is Wilhelm now pitching for Baltimore. Washington has come up with a run in the last of the sixth inning to go one up over Detroit. At the end of six, it is Washington 5 and Detroit 4. That run in the sixth was Lemon's 30th home run. This afternoon in the National League, Philadelphia won at Chicago 4-2. The great veteran Robin Roberts pitched the route for the win. Tonight, single game and the 4 innings, the Cardinals won and the Pirates nothing. Rodeo against Friend. Here's Big Power up. 4 pitches, low inside ball. First of a twilight doubleheader. the end, 3.5 innings left. Bengals 4, Cincinnati nothing. Milwaukee yet to start a single game at San Francisco. Power swing fouls it off for a strike at 1-1. And the bulletin on the scoreboard, which is getting a tremendous hand, news that it just happened. Third became called off. 8 child. 5th girl tonight. This is what the applause is for. The bulletin on the scoreboard, the applause is for the third family. The 8th child, a little girl. So we sure had a lot going on during this first game, didn't we? Foul ball back. One ball, 2 strikes. Moment, Mr. Sherrod is out there in left field here at Yankee Stadium. Family's out in Kansas City. Fourth pitches. There's a foul back at the Yankee dugout. The pitch was low. Power just sort of took a half chop at it. Count holding 1-2. Ground ball hit sharp into left center for a base hit for Power. And so the second inning has started. Single to left center. The first hit on the first inning got a base hit, but the next batter hit it on the ground to Richardson. A double play ensued. Hirschito Francona, who belted a home run into the right center field section of the bleachers and back of the 407-foot sign. He really teed off on it. The Yankees hit 5 home runs in the first game. And not a one of them had a man on. Francona takes the slider over for a called strike. Tito batting 295. He's on the upswing right now. Driving for 300 and to go above it. We have just learned that Bob Sturr found out about his 8th child and his 5th daughter between games of the doubleheader. There's a ball hit foul in the left field pitch. Mr. Sturr and the little girl Phyllis, 6 pounds and 5 ounces, are at St. Mary's Hospital, Kansas City. Power at first base and being careful not to stray off on Whitey, who has the best pickoff move in the league. Pitch to Francona is inside under his ball 1. 1-2. Tito swinging from the end. Most hitters do these days. Whitey checks the man at first pitches, and Francona swings and misses. Ford gave him a sharp curve under the hand and struck him out. First strikeout for Whitey, and now a big hand for Pearsall. Going back to his tremendous catch in deep left center field, 450 feet away in the 10th inning against the Moose. Whitey deals, and Pearsall swings and grounds it foul. Speaking of between games activities out here this evening, the Polish Falcons of America presented Bill Skarn with a plaque designating him as the Polish Athlete of the Year. He was selected at the organization's 27th convention at Newark. And tomorrow between games, Skarn will be honored again by the Jersey Moose organization on Bill Skarn Day. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. Apparently, somebody neglected to tell Pearsall that everybody is supposed to be kind to Bill Skarn tonight and tomorrow. Well, that Pearsall broke his heart. Skarn would, now I know he appreciates that flag, but he'd get 12 of them if that ball had gone safe.
anything more important to a working ball player than a base hit, you tell me. Two-strike pitch is a half swing and a foul ball in the dirt. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The ball did not, it was not a half swing. It hit the plate and bounced off Howard's glove. Pearsall checked his swing, and as the ball bounced away, power alert, it went down to second base. So it is one ball and two strikes, and we now have, with one out, a runner at second base. A wild pitch, charged to Whitey, of course, the ball in the dirt. It hit the plate. So that is a horse of a different color. Now the runner is at second. The 1-2 count at the plate. And Whitey throws back there, Richardson coming in, and the throw almost went off in the center field. One ball, two strikes. Howard goes out to mound. A check with Ford. Moving that bat back and forth. Pitch. Low. Howard came up with it. Ball two. 2-2. Be very interested to see the attendance figures when they come in later tonight. Got a real crowd out here. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on as a high foul out of play in the stands back to first base. We have no score. Cleveland now has a threat going. Runner at second base, one out. Single. Wild pitch. The two Cleveland pitchers tomorrow will be Bell and Hodgman. Change of pace is low. Ball three. 3-2. Terry and Stafford. It'll be the stadium debut for Bill Stafford. He's ready for it. All right, 3-2. Whitey being very careful. Deals. Low inside, it gets away from Howard. It's ball four for Pearsall, and Howard goes on over to third base. So we have runners at first and third, and this one is charged a pass ball to Elson. APB. So, runners at first and third, one down. Now, wait a minute. This isn't Keane. This is Keel. So, I guess Keane just simply can't go it on that left instep that he hit a foul ball down on during batting practice about 5:15. Checks his runners, pitches, and Keogh, left-hand hitter, takes the curve, go outside, ball one. The foot is, of course, painful to Keane, but it is also doubly painful to manager Dyke. To have a 300 hitter, such as Keane, not able to go tonight, particularly against the left-hander, as is in the case of Whitey, and was in the case in the 11th inning with Arroyo relieving. A strike. Got it above the knees on the outside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. We have no score, and the Indians threatening. Keogh hitting 249. Played on by Umott, orders the ball, brought to him for inspection. He's checking it. Finds it okay, returns it to the mound. Has one ball, one strike. That's it around toward right. They give Keogh the gap in left center. Infield double play depth. This is good for a tall second strike, just above the knees on the inside. That was Whitey Cinca. This is screwball, but the way it operates, Whitey's doesn't have the reverse twist on it. It just sinks. All right, 1-2. Chunky left-hander checks the runner, pitches. Keo checks his swing on a curve, low outside. Ball 2. 2-2. Howard catching both games. The left-hander going for Cleveland. Barra, who played right field and broke up the first game, is over in the dugout. No score. Ford is having to walk a tight wire right now. Keogh leans in. The pitch swung on as a ground ball to Schauer and foul. Just outside first base. Gasol returns to first to resume his lead at that point. The same for Power and third base. Holding count of 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ready. So it's Keo at the plate. The pitch. Swung and missed. Strike 3. He threw it low inside. Second strikeout for Whitey. And this was a big one. This means now that no run can be scored as a result of an out. And the hitter is Red Wilson. He was given a chance to either break it up or tilt it very strongly Cleveland's way when he pinched it in the 11th. With men on at first and second and one out. And he got the count 3-0 and wound up looking at a third one. Wilson hitting 218. He and Bridges left Detroit for Cleveland about a week before Dykes did. Powell runs up the line. The third baseman is deep. Ford pitches and Wilson swings, hits the ball to left center field. There's serve going over and makes the catch. That is all for the threat. No runs, one hit. Two men left. There were no errors. The score end of an inning and a half of the second game. Cleveland nothing. New York nothing.
Say, where do you plan to go on your vacation? Or maybe you've taken it already. Well, those that still have it looking at, have that to look forward to. Some of them were going to go to historic places. I think I should have read this the way it started out. Well, others are partial to the mountains, and still others enjoy the seashore. Well, whatever your favorite might be, the chances are you'll be making the trip in the family car, and you'll want to be sure your car is in good condition. Now, the best way is to have your Atlantic dealer give your car a thorough safety service lubrication. This means a complete lubrication, complete because it follows the specifications set down by the car's manufacturer. And in addition, your Atlantic dealer checks the vital safety areas, such as tires, battery, cooling system, muffler, and tailpipe. In short, he makes sure your car is ready for any trip. So, if you haven't already taken your vacation, before you head for that vacation, a weekend or even a day's trip, see your Atlantic dealer for a safety service lubrication to keep your car on the go. Now we'll pause for station identification.
This is Quality Modern, WOKO 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York. The time is 25 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Stepping in to be the first Yankee hitter last of the second inning of the second game. It is no score on the second one. The Yankees won the first in 11 innings on Barra's home run, 7-6. Matt also had a home run early in it. Takes the pitch high outside from left hand to Dick Stigman for ball one. Mickey hitting 274. Leads the majors and runs scored, 99. His home run in the first game marks the sixth consecutive year he's hit 30 or more in a season.
Siegman gets pitch over above the knees on the outside for a strike. One ball, one strike. Against the left-hander, Mantle is, of course, hitting right-handed. Pitch is low outside, ball two. Of course, there's one record that Mickey holds. Nobody's even close to. And that is the most time pitch hitting a home run from either side of the plate in the same game. Pitch is swung on as a ground ball, hit through in the center for a base hit. So Mantle opens up the last of the second with the first Yankee safety. Single through the middle. And he's on. Seven times has Mantle in his major league career hit in a game a home run batting right-handed and a home run batting left-handed. I think the next hitter in that line has two such occasions. Now I have the Moose. Right-hand batter. Pitch a curve, low inside, ball one. John hitting at 311. Pearsall robbed him in the 10th inning of a certain triple, at least a triple. In the 8th inning, Sharon started it off with a home run. That's when the Yankees came up for three to get the ball game tied. He earlier had a single. Takes the pitch inside, ball two. Time to check first pitches. Sharon swings above a breaking ball, and it is strike one. With a curve that dotted under the knees. Swing one. Doubleheader tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Gates will be open at 11, and the same for Sunday. Starting time for the doubleheader with Detroit is 2, and the gates at the stadium open at 11. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. And it is 2-2. Walked the slider in there. They started out the season with Siegman relieving. Now they've got him starting. No score. Pitch is swung on a bounce ball to short. Maybe two. Delahaw's over to second. Asamoah on to first. It's two. So each side now has a double play. This one was 6-4-2-3. And Bob Third being given a round of applause. He got the happy news between games of the doubleheader that his eighth child safely arrived, his fifth daughter. Field deep, straight away, serve right-hand batter, pitches over for a strike, nothing in one. Serve hitting 241. Now, let's see, Siegman field, which is always a sad thing to see. Time called. Is now going off the field, and of course will be taken out of the ballpark.
advantage of the opportunity to draw a few additional warm-up pitches. They swung on and hit right back to the mound. No, halfway to the mound. The catcher grabbed it, throws to first, and serves it out. Wilson making a nice play. The ball was dying as it started to the mound. No runs, one hit, and the total to the end of two innings. Cleveland, no runs, two hits, and no errors. New York, no runs, one hit, and no errors. The first game was won in the 11th inning when Bell led off with the second home run of the ball game. 7-6.
We just received a wire, which I wish we'd gotten considerably earlier, because I'm afraid a good many of the people affected by it will have perhaps gone to bed. But this is of particular interest to people in the Binghamton area. They received a wire from Joe Generelli in Binghamton announcing that the Generelli baseball excursion is going to leave Binghamton at the rather early hour of 4:13 tomorrow morning and not at 6 a.m. as previously announced over the air. So, in the event that you plan to make the trip tomorrow and know anybody else that you think might be in bed, you might annoy them a little bit if you called them, but if they really want to get down here tomorrow, they'll be a little late if they get up at 6 a.m. So the Generelli baseball excursion leaves Binghamton tomorrow at 4:13 in the morning instead of 6 o'clock. So good luck to all of you. I hope we won't have too many yawning Binghamtonians when they arrive tomorrow, but we hope that you get on the Generelli Express. 4:13 instead of 6 for the Generelli excursion from Binghamton. Dick Stigman leads off as we go into the top of the third inning. No score, second game. Whitey studies him. Stigman is a good hitting pitcher, 7-for-26. Cuts as a ground ball wide of third at Boyer. Intercepts, throws over to first, and Stigman is easily out. One pitch, one down. And the boy from Brooklyn, Ken Ascomonte. Single through the middle in the first inning. He's now hitting 302. I still shade him into left. Whitey pitches over the outside, and it is a call strike. Through the ball hard. This fastball. Boy off the bag at third. There's a slow curve low inside. Ball one. Down is up a step at first base. Richardson is a step back over towards second and deep. He's at the edge of the outfield grass. Kubek is playing a deep shortstop and straight away. Curve high outside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Mantle has pulled in center. This is low inside a curve, ball three. Ball four, and Whitey walks it. So with one man out, he gives it to second base on balls. And we have Mike Delahose. We had to bring him up from Mobile when Woody Hell broke a finger. And he has shown him a lot of shortstop. And hitting 269. So the first, nothing doing. Infield in double play depth. Outfield straight away.
Pitch high outside, and it is ball wide. Lopez has shortened up a step out and right. Mantle has shortened up an additional step in center. They don't figure this little fellow to hit it too far. Whitey pitches low inside, ball two. No score, one out here in the third inning of the second game. Drive out into left center. Mantle goes back, and it's over his head. He played in too short. And here is Asamoah going, and Dela Hall, they didn't think he'd hit it that far, is coming in a third for a triple. Well, we had hardly finished saying that they didn't figure the little man to hit that far, and they had shortened the outfield, and he hit it over Mantle's head. And Mickey had to retrieve the ball at the edge of the running track in front of the monument. A triple and 1-0 Cleveland. Boom. Asamoah scores on a breeze. And the Indians step off with the first tally. And more than that, with one man out, they have Dela Hoz at third base, and the batter is Bubba Phillips. A couple of hits in the first game. He's hitting 213. Infield is up for a play on the runner at third. A change of pace is flung on a fly ball to deep left. It'll get the run in. Third is back under it. He makes the catch. And he doesn't even bother to throw to the plate. Wasn't any reason to. Go to 2-0 Cleveland. Sacrifice fly by Phillips. Gets in Dela Hoz. A triple was a wicked piece of business. 2-0 Cleveland. That happened in a hurry, didn't it? And now we have Vic Powell, who singled to left center field in the second inning. Batting 298. Takes a call strike. Whitey's fast pitch was above the knees on the outside. Nothing in one. Strike one pitch. Curve swung on and missed. Strike two. The bulletin on the scoreboard here at the stadium. Pitching tomorrow. Yankees, Terry Stafford. Indian Bell Hoshman. First game is 2 o'clock. Gates open at 11. Two strike pitch. Swung on. There's another halfway back to the mound. Whitey has the ball get away from it. It had reverse English and scooted away from him as he grabbed it. Power is safely on at first base. And this is a ticklish one for the scorer. They give it a base hit. He nubbed that ball, and sometimes they sort of act like wiggle worms. And Whitey grabbed for the ball, and it just twisted away. The 12-1 flashes the hit sign, and some of the spectators, the unofficial scorers, boo a little bit, not realizing that that ball twisted away. And here is Tito Francona swinging and fouling this one on the ground back over toward his own dugout. So a little grub worm single for Power. Number four for Cleveland. The Indians leading 2-0. The outfield is well swung into right on Francona. A curveball spins over for a called second strike. Whitey came from by way of first base for that with a left-hand hitter up. Tito hitting 294. He was the Indian Man of the Year last season. 2-0 Cleveland. Curve is reached for, foul back on the screen. Still two strikes. Nothing in two. As the ground ball hits the second baseman Richardson, takes on a big bounce. He could go either way. He goes to first with Jarn for the third out. So for Cleveland, two runs. Two hits, but the damage was done. A walk, a triple by Delahoz. They had the outfield intercept too shallow. And then the sacrifice fly. Score and a 2.5 inning second game. Cleveland 2, New York nothing.
Nelson, who is catching both laps. Counted for the Yankees' first run when he hit the first of 5 Yankee home runs in the first game. That was his only hit. And all the home runs hit in the game, 6 of them, went into the right center field area. Elston takes a pitch over for a called strike. Howard hit his and the Yankee both then, and the other 5 went into right center field bleachers. Left field deep, straight away. Bigman delivers as they change the pace, hit out to left center. Pearsall coming on, he can't get to it. The ball is in for a base hit. So Howard starts off the last of the third with a single to left center. Hit number 2 for New York. And Bobby Richardson hitting 249. Double play depth with Cleveland leading 2-0. Curve is low inside, ball 1. The money out, last of the third. Strickman has excellent breaking stuff. Delivers, and Richardson swings above a curve. Strike 1, 1-1. Bell, who will go in one game tomorrow for Cleveland, throws very hard. Some people tell you he's as fast as anybody in the league, maybe faster. Hoschman is a veteran pitcher who has an excellent screwball, left-hander. 1-1 pitch. Thank you. He buzzed that one in across the inside, off the hand. 1-2. 1-2. Howard is at first. He's led off the last of the third with a single. Stigman delivers, and Richardson hits another foul across the third baseline. I believe he hit above a forkball. The end of 8 innings, the White Sox 9 and the Red Sox 2. The end of 5 innings of the second game, Baltimore 7, Kansas City 2. The Orioles won their first game. They're playing a doubleheader tonight. They won their first one 2-1. The White Sox game up at Boston is a single. At the end of 8, it is Washington 5, Detroit 4. Pitch. Swung on, fouled off again. Breaking ball around the knees. Still 1-2. End of 5 innings, first of a twi-nighter on the coast. Los Angeles 9 and Cincinnati nothing. Down to Pittsburgh in a single game, end of 6. Pittsburgh and St. Louis tied at 1-1. Milwaukee plays a single game later at San Francisco. A high pitch back to the stands. It's a wild pitch, and Howard goes right on down to second base. Wilson comes back and gets the ball, and Elston pulls up. You don't have to look at the score on that one. I just sailed higher than the catcher could reach. I'm not trying to usurp any of the scorer's prerogatives, but that ball didn't even touch down until it hit the sand. Two balls, two strikes. His opportunity for a forced play or a double play gone by wild pitch delivers. They change the pace high outside ball 3. But in 2. That one almost got away. Three balls, two strikes. I have heard managers, coaches, pitchers say that the number one reason for wild pitches is a conscious effort to try and get too much on the ball.
Preview pitch, swung on, hit down to second base. Asamani up with it over to first. Richardson is out. And Howard moves on to third. The importance of the wild pitch is that had that same ball been hit to the same direction, without the wild pitch, you'd have had a double play and an easy one. As it is, with the wild pitch in, you have only one out, and you have Howard over third. And in a Cleveland 2-0 ball game, that is a big situation. One down, and the batter is Whitey Ford. Left-hand hitter, and they're serious about his hitting. Infield halfway up, Howard at third. It is 2-0 Cleveland. Second game. The Yankees 11 innings pitch to first, 7-6. Pitch is high to Whitey and inside, ball one. The Yankees came up with three runs in the eighth inning of the first game to tie it. And then in the last 11, Mr. Bella hit his second home run of the night, and they went into the clubhouse. 1-0 pitch to Whitey, swung on as a fly ball out to Pearsall and not too deep left center field. He makes the catch, and Howard bluffs his run up and then goes back. The throw is wide. Howard could have made it, but of course he didn't know it. Neither did Cazzetti. It looked funny to the fans because Wilson had to move about 20 feet off the plate to get Pearsall's throw. But Howard had stopped and gone back to third. Now, had anyone with extra sensory perception been able to have sent by spiritual communication word to Mr. Howard that the throw would have been wide, I'm certain he would have come right on. And when you start down off third on a short fly ball, you either go or you stop. So, we have two out. The ball was not nearly deep enough for Howard to have scored on. And here is Boyle, who was struck out in the first inning. He's hitting 252. Two down, the infield back. Outfield straight away. Howard at third, 2-0 Cleveland. Now it's two out, of course. Howard runs on anything. Pitch is high, a curveball, ball one. One thing certain about having two men out, it makes base running very simple. Sigman, big left-hander, delivers, and there's a ground ball hit wide of third. Phillips, a fine stop, throws over to first, into third, and Powell comes up with it for the out. Well, it took a jump at third base and a pair of quick hands at first. And that's the bid. Boyer thrown out. That was a good play both at third and at first. No runs, one hit. Here are your totals at the end of three. 2-4-0 for Cleveland, 0-2-0 for New York. And as we set the stage for the triumphant return of Mr. Rizzuto, we'll pause for stage identification.
This is Quality Modern, WOKO, 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York. The time is 1 minute and 30 seconds before 11 o'clock.
Hey, here's a personal invitation for all of you to be Atlantic television guests for the 1960 Olympics. The exciting and colorful games got underway today. Check your local television listings for the time and channel. Bill Rizzuto has taken over. As the Indians come to the plate at the top of the fourth inning, Cleveland leading 2-0, the Yankees won the first game in 11 innings, 7-6. Here's Little Phil.
Jimmy Pearsall, who walked in the second inning up against Whitey Ford. Whitey's pitch, low, ball one. Here's the windup. Slow curveball, line of right field, a base hit. Pearsall goes to the opposite field. And Jimmy's on with a single.
Trying to draw a throw from Lopez, but he doesn't do it. He went quite a ways around first base. That's hit number five off Whitey Ford. And it brings up Marty Keogh, who struck out in the second inning. Boy, the Yankees sure won a thriller in that first game. There's this big crowd here tonight, a thrill. Keogh, left-hand hitter. Stretched by Whitey. Pierce over the short leadoff first. Garin holding him on. The pitch to Keogh is bunted out and missed. Strike one. Whitey threw him a sidearm curve, and Marty couldn't reach it. On deck is Red Wilson. Again, Whitey set. Throw to first base. Garin shot in and came back, but look at Pearsall laughing at him. Oh, he's a dandy. He had a very short lead anyway. Pearsall has 18 stolen bases, but doesn't look like he's going to try it against Whitey. Here's the stretch. Pitch bunted. Back to the box. Whitey up with it. Goes to second base. In time to get Pearsall. And Pearsall won't be laughing this time. That was a pretty good bunt, but Whitey charged off the mound, picked it up, and Elston Howard yelled second. Whitey wheeled around and fired to Kubek for the fourth play. Keogh safe at first base. It's one away, and here's Red Wilson, who flied out to left field in the second inning. Cleveland 2 and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees won the first game 7-6 in 11 innings when Yogi Berra homered, leading off in the bottom of the 11th, his second home run of the night. Yankees had five home runs in that first ball game. Pitch to Wilson is pop foul down the right field line, strike one. Same two teams meet tomorrow afternoon, the big doubleheader. Might as well stay right here. Sleep up in the radio booth, be ready for the game. By Whitey. Pitch is top to right field. Hector Lopez moving back under. Makes the catch. Keogh hustles back to first base. That's two away, and will bring up the pitcher, Dick Stigman. Stigman, not a bad hitting pitcher. Came into this game batting 269. That's him right-handed. Keogh leading off first base. 2-0 the Indians lead. Top of the fourth. Throw to first. Keogh is back. White Sox beat Boston 9-2. Baltimore won the first game for doubleheader 2-1. They lead the second 7-2. There's the curve over. Strike one call. Washington beats Detroit 5-4. Boy, those Senators are red hot. Stretch and the pitch fastball is inside, 1-1. On deck, Ken Aspromonte. Whitey sits. Fastball is swung at and missed, strike two. One ball, two strikes. The one ball, two strike pitch, slow curve foul at the plate. Stretch by the left hander. Fastball, strike three, swinging. Whitey's third strikeout, and for Cleveland, in the top of the fourth, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. Score at the end of 3.5 innings, Cleveland 2 and the Yankees nothing.
Say, has your car been holding back on you, performing with less than its usual power? Well, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car. So that's one reason you should be driving with Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, as Atlantic Imperial flows through the carburetor, it loosens, dissolves, and gradually washes away carburetor deposits that can cause loss of power, frequent stalling, and gasoline waste. What's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps these deposits from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
The fourth, Tony Kubek, who struck out swinging in the first inning, leads off. Dick Stickman out on the mound. Tall left-hander with a live fastball and a sharp breaking curve. Hector Lopez. Here's the windup by the left-hander. Pitch to Kubek as a curve over. Strike one called. Stickman ready again. Fastball pops in the air in the infield. Vic Farr is coming in, waving everybody away, and makes the catch, and he caught a two-hander. That's unusual. One away. Here's Hector Lopez, who will fly to center field in the first inning. Pitch to Lopez is right in there. Strike one calls. Frank, you mind calling balls and strikes in the second ball game? The one strike pitch. Two ball bounces in front of home plate. 1-1. On deck, Mickey Mantle. All giving the crowd a thrill out there in center field. Hidden with the fans in the bleachers. The 1-1 pitch is check swing foul back. One ball, two strikes. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Cleveland lead. Foul, look out, right on top of the Yankee dugout. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. Here's the wind up by Stickman. Fastball is low, 2-2. Pearsall's walking back and forth out of center field, yelling back to the crowd in the bleachers. Everything he does, the crowd roars. The 2-2 pitch, curve, a little high, ball three. 3-2. Look at Pearsall yelling out there. He thought that pitch was a strike. against a big crowd out center. Here's the payoff pitch.
Base hit down the left field line.
And there's Lopez going into second base, and he'll go in with a stand-up double. Just inside of third. Third hit off Sigmund. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey single to center field in the second inning. Mick had a home run in the first game. All the Yankees are up on the steps of the dugout looking at Pearsall. Now Pearsall moves back a little bit. He kind of forgot that Mantle was the hitter. Set. Pitch to Mantle is a curve high, ball one. One out. The stretch and the pitch is over. Strike one called. One on one. The 1-1 pitch just outside ball two, Schulmark. Pearsall is umpiring from center field, and now Umont wants Pearsall to stop it. On that pitch, which was close, Pearsall waved both arms at Frank Umont. Here comes Jimmy Dykes out. Started to walk out towards center field and telling Pearsall to stop it. And now Jimmy Dykes talking with Frank Umont. Two balls, one strike, one out. The hand for Jimmy Dykes. Set. Pitch to Mantle. A curve outside. Ball three. 3-1. Pitch high, ball four. There's the first walk given up by Sigmund. Mantle walks, Lopez is at second. One out, here's Bill Scarron, who bounced into a double play in the second inning. From Red Wilson. Goes into the stretch position. Pitch to Scarron and is hit on the ground. Foul outside of third. Rolling down the left field corner. One strike on the move. The pitch is high, ball one, one on one. Greg Wilson rubs up the ball before throwing it back to the pitcher. Stigman ready for the 1-1 delivery. It's high ball two. Two and one. Lopez leading off second, Mantle off first. Here's the stretch. The pitch is right in there, strike two. Looks like Moose wasn't quite ready for that pitch. Two and two the count. Looks like Stigman quick pitched him. Now he's ready. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three swinging. Went after a high fastball. Didn't get it. Third strikeout for Stigman. And it brings up Bob Serve, who bounced out in front of the plate, thrown out by the catcher. Two on. Cleveland 2, Yankees nothing. Bottom of the fourth inning. Yankees won the first game 7-6 and 11 innings. Here's the official paid attendance, 56,508. The total, including servicemen, 57,528. Curve is high outside. No strikes on serve. Pitch to serve is high to right field. And is a home run for Bob Serve. The Yankees lead 3-2. Tonight that his wife presented him with their eighth child, a baby girl. They have five girls and three boys. Comes through with a home run, his 13th of the year, and the Yankees lead 3-2 with two on and two out. Serve slice one just inside the foul pole. Howard takes the pitch, high ball one. The home runs have paid off for the Yankees tonight. That's what won the first game, and that's what's given them the lead here in the second game. Howard swings and lines one to deep left field, and Francona makes a running catch in left center field. Howard hit that right on the nose. For the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth, three runs, two base hits, no Indian errors, nobody left in the score. At the end of four full innings, the Yankees 3 and the Indians 2. I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by Ballantine Ale, the only ale that gives you the big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. Try a Ballantine Ale. It's the genuine. On the scoreboard, White Sox beat Boston 9-2, Bauman the winner, Wilson the loser. No homers in that game. Baltimore took the first of two from Kansas City, 2-1, Barber the winner, Garver the loser. No homers. In the second game, it's Baltimore 7, Kansas City 3 at the end of 5.5. Woodling homered in the fifth. Wilhelm relieved Brown in the fourth. Davis in there now for Kansas City. Washington beat Detroit 5-4. Ramos the winner, Bunning the loser. Jim Lemon homered in the sixth. His 30th home of the year with nobody on. And that proved to be the winning run. It held up. This afternoon in the National League, the Phillies beat the Cubs 4-2. Roberts the winner, Anderson the loser. Walls homered in the sixth with two on. Callison the eighth with nobody on. Cardinals are leading the Pirates 3-1 at the end of 7.5. Friend against Broglio. Sam Musial homered in the seventh with one on to put the Cards in the lead. The Dodgers are leading Cincinnati 9-0 at the end of 7. Osteen against Craig. Larka homered in the third with two on. And Milwaukee at San Francisco. Spahn against Miranda. Spahn going for his 283rd win of his Major League career. Ken Aslamani, who singled a center and walked and has scored a run leading off. We're in the top of the fifth. Pitch to Aslamani, outside, ball one. So the Yankees jump out ahead now. 3-2. Fastball hit deep to left field. That ball is a hit to foul pole, a home run for Ken Aslamani. Aslamani hits the foul pole for a home run, his seventh homer of the year, and it's tied up once again, 3-3. Didn't take the Indians long. Man, a home run has been a potent weapon for both teams tonight. 3-3 to score. Here's Mike Delahoz, hit into a double play and triple a deep center. Takes the pitch high, ball one. He tripled way over Mantle's head. The ball rolled out to the flagpole. The 1-0 pitch is low, ball two, 2-0. So we've got a brand new ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Boy, you think the fans haven't had their money's worth tonight. The 2-0 pitch in there, strike one call. Man, we've got a doubleheader tomorrow and a doubleheader Sunday. And one Wednesday, Pappy informed me. Slow curve law. Ball three, 3-1. That's against Kansas City. It's a makeup doubleheader. Oh, boy, what baseball here at Yankee Stadium. Bubba Phillips on deck. 3-1 pitch. Strike call, 3-2. Delahoz drove in a run with his triple and then scored on the sacrifice fly by Bubba Phillips. Pitch. Line of left field, a base hit, maybe extra bases. In the corner, rolling around, and serve comes up with the ball, and Delahoz is on with a double. That's the third extra base hit for Delahoz in this doubleheader. He had a double in the first game, and a triple and a double in this game. Still nobody out. Howard out to the mound, talking with Whitey Ford. That was hit number 7 off Whitey. Brings up Bubba Phillips, fly to right, and hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run in the third inning. Vic Power is on deck. Howard still talking with Ford out there, and Ellie looks in towards the Yankee dugout. The score. Delahoz at second. Nobody out. And now Vic Power is talking with Frank Umont. Umont is walking over towards the Indian bench. And Jimmy Dykes gets up. And let's see who he wants to talk with. Frank Umont is over in front of the Indian bench. And the catcher is up. Boy, you think Umont's not mad. You ought to see the way he's walking with his jaw sticking out. Boy, he is hot. I said, any more noise than that Indian bench, and he's going to run somebody, boy. And he's out of there. Somebody's out. Let's see who it is. Jimmy Dykes is coming out to argue now with Frank Umont. Umont has thrown somebody out of the game. I don't believe it's Jimmy Pierce all this time. We don't know what
before the dice was thrown out or hole. You might just walk towards the bench and threw his right arm out and said, you're out of the game. The same crew had trouble with the White Sox. Larry Knapp threw Al Lopez out of the game. Jimmy Dyke is trying his best to explain something to Umont, but Umont has already given a signal for somebody to leave the premises. As soon as we find out who it was, we'll let you know. The natives are restless tonight. Boy, Alan. They've been escorting a lot of fans out of the park, I tell you. If Jimmy Dykes gets his favorite spot in the corner of the dugout, or whether he has been thrown out of the game, or just two has been thrown out. But now we're ready to go. There's action on the field and off the field, all over the park. Bubba Phillips steps in, and we're ready to play ball. Della holds at second. The score is tied 3-3. Nobody out. Pitch to Phillips is hit.
Base hit in the left field, and Della Hose is going to score. And Phillips is trying for two. The throw to second, not in time. He's got a double. And the Indians lead 4-3.
Bubba Phillips drives in his second run of the ball game. As Cletus Boyer lunged at the ball, slowed it down as he tried to backhand it. It rolled into short left field. Before Serve could fire at the second, Phillips was in with a double. Della Hose scored, and here comes Casey Stengel. Casey Stengel coming out of the Yankee dugout. What a night tonight. That first game was enough to have everybody satisfied, but this second game is a replica of the first game. Casey's out on the mound with Howard and Ford. Casey's looking out to the bullpen, and he's signaling for somebody. He wants somebody out of the bullpen, so that's all for Whitey. Whitey has gone four innings plus. Didn't get anybody out here in the fifth as he gave up a home and two doubles. He allowed eight base hits, walked two, struck out three, has allowed four runs so far. Bubba Phillips at second is Whitey's responsibility should he score. First game won 11 innings before Yogi Berra broke it up with his second home run of the night. And right now, the Indians are leading the Yankees 4-3. We're in the top of the fifth inning. There's nobody out. Bubba Phillips is down at second base, and the batter is Vic Power, who's 2-for-2, single to center, and beat out a single back to the box. On deck is Tito Francona. All right, Duren ready. Checks the sign from Howard. Duren with a big stretch over his head. The pitch is off the right field. Phillips is tagging up. Lopez under it makes the catch. There goes Phillips to third base, and he's going to make it. So Bubba Phillips moves over to third on the long fly to right field by Vic Power, and it brings up Tito Francona. Francona struck out and bounced to second base. And on deck is Jimmy Pearsall. One away. Pitch to Francona is a ground ball to Scarron. He holds Phillips at third.
and chasing Francona. He tags him, and Phillips holds up there. Nice play by the Moose. Francona broke his bat on that ground ball right at Skyron. Skyron bluffed Phillips back and got at first base so that Francona could not get by him. And it's two out, and here's Jimmy Pearsall. Pearsall has walked and singled. Batting 298. Two out, runner at third base. And you got to look for anything with Pearsall out there. He might try and beat out a bunch. But Duren cautions Boyer, and Boyer comes in a few steps. On deck, Monty Teo. First pitch to Pearsall. Inside, ball one. Here's the windup. Pitch, almost a wild pitch. Nice play by Howard as he backhanded one out of the dirt. And Howard uses that catch as well like a first baseman Smith. Scoop him up one-handed out of the dirt. 2-0 on Pearsall. Duren trying to put a little extra on his fastball. It's losing the plate. The windup. Pitch inside, ball three. Rush Pearsall back a little bit. Crowd gets a big kick out of anything Pearsall does. Three or nothing. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball four. Pearsall walks. First walk given up by Duren. Runners at first and third. Two outs. Here's Monty Keogh. Struck out and hit back to the box. Look at Pearsall jumping up and down at first. He's going to try and bother Duren. Jimmy has 18 stolen bases on the air. Dancing off first base. Fans are yelling, go, go, go. Look at him jumping up and down. The pitch is in there, strike one call. Picked up a little dirt, put some in each hand. Here's the stretch. The pitch is hit in the ground foul outside of first. Jimmy bluffed going that time. Took about three quick steps and stopped. Nothing in two on Keel. 4-3, Cleveland leads, top of the fifth. Two out, runners at first and third. Jimmy dances off first. The pitch way outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Red Wilson on deck. The pitch. Here's a wild pitch. Pass ball and a run's going to score. Pearsall goes to second. Phillips scores. The ball hit off Howard's glove. It was a breaking pitch. It's a wild pitch charged to Ryan Duren. The run scores.
That run is charged to Whitey Ford, a tough break. It's now 5-3 in favor of Cleveland. Fairfield down at second. 2-2 count on Keogh. That ball seemed to explode as it got near the batter. Howard lunged to his right for it. It hit off the end of his glove and rolled back to the screen. Here's the stretch. The pitch. Strike three swinging. So the wild pitch gives Cleveland another run. They pick up three runs here in the top of the fifth inning. On three base hits, no Yankee errors and one man left. And the score at the end of 4.5 innings, Cleveland 5 and the Yankees 3. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Yankees have Bobby Richardson leading off. Bobby bounced to second base in the third inning. Dick Sigmund out on the mound for the Indians. Yankees won the first game 7-6. In 11 innings, by the way. Sends in a pitch outside, ball one. Dick had a lot of rest there in that top of the fifth inning. A long top of the fifth. The 1-0 pitch, inside, ball two. On both those pitches, Richardson bluffed bunting. Nothing pitch is low, ball three. Again, Bobby bluffs a bunt. So Sigmund might have cooled off a little bit. We'll wait and see. Doesn't do a pitcher too much good to sit around the dugout. The 3-0 pitch. Strike call, fastball right down the middle. He just laid that one in there. Nothing on it. The 3-1 pitch. Low ball four. Richardson walks. Second walk given up by Sigmund. And let's see who's coming out. Ryan Duren's coming out. He's going to bat. Casey saving his pinch hitters for later in the game. They really came through in that first game. Four pinch hits, which tied the American League record, by the way. Phillips is way in at third. Boy, is he in. Big power holding first against Richardson. The pitch is bunted in front of the plate. And Red Wilson to the second baseman covering. Nobody covering third, and Richardson goes in at third. A heads-up play by Bobby Richardson. Bubba Phillips came charging in from third. Red Wilson picked up the ball, and he and Phillips collided. Wilson threw to first, and Phillips did not regain himself and get back to third in time, and Richardson kept right on going around the third. That's what you call a sacrifice. From 2-4, from the catcher to the second baseman covering. And Bobby sped in the third and didn't even have to slide. One out, here's Cletus Boyle, struck out and bounced to third. The infield is playing in for a possible play at the plate, with the Indians leading 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch to Boyle. In the air to fairly deep right field. Richardson sagging. Here's the catch. Here's the throw to the plate. Richardson coming. He flies and he's in there. Keogh's throw was off from home plate. If it had been a good throw, they'd have had Richardson. It was not hit too deep. It goes as a sacrifice fly. And
RBI for Boyer, scoring Richardson. So the heads-up play by Bobby Richardson gives the Yankees a run here in the bottom of the fifth. And it's now a 5-4 ball game, and the batter is Tony Kubek. So Bobby was coming in all the way. Two out, nobody on. Pittman's pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike. In short left field. Francona coming in. De La Hoz calling for it and makes the catch in short left field. A lot of range, that youngster. 40 Yankees in the bottom of the fifth. One run without the benefit of a base hit. No Indian errors and nobody left. The score at the end of five full innings. Cleveland has 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors. The Yankees 4 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. On the scoreboard, the White Sox beat Boston 9-2. Baltimore took the first of two from Kansas City 2-1. In the second game, it's Baltimore 10, Kansas City 3 at the end of 7.5. Washington beat Detroit 5-4. And the National League, the Phillies beat the Cubs 4-2. Cardinals beat the Pirates 3-1 as Broglio best his friend again. Fugio's home in the seventh with one arm, won it. The Dodgers defeated Cincinnati 10-1 in the first of two. And the Walkers at San Francisco, it's 0-0 at the end of one inning. We've got another thriller going here in this second game at Yankee Stadium. Just the first one wasn't enough to give you the shakes a little bit. This one looks like a duplicate of the first game. In the top of the sixth inning, Red Wilson will be leading off. He'll be followed by Dick Stigman and then Ken Aspromonte. Duren is out on the mound. Took over for Whitey Ford. Pitch is over. Strike one call to Wilson. Another windup. Low curve is inside. Ball one, 1-1. One delivery. Inside, ball two. 2-1. Close enough. Fans are getting excited. The 3-2 delivery. Low outside ball three. Full count. Red Wilson. Here's the pitch. A foul tip. Bounced off Frank Umont's chest protector, rolled all the way down to third base. New ball thrown out to Ryan Dura. Count holds at 3-2. The 3-2 delivery. Highland sagged ball four, almost hit him. Second walk given up by Duran. Wilson goes down to first. Time is called by Bill Scowen as he goes in to talk with Duran. Dick Sigmund, the batter. Sigmund bounced to third and was called out on strike. Boyer's way in at third. Wilson leads off first. Here's a stretch. The pitch, it hit Sigmund. Oh, it hit him right in the chest. Oh, that hurt. Hit him right in the chest. A high inside fastball. Sigmund has squared around to bunt that ball. Box, the Cleveland trainer, is out there with Sigmund. Red Cress and Luke Appling also out there. Elston Howard looking on. He was really hit hard and hit the dirt. And no matter where you get hit with a baseball, you get the wind knocked out of you. But Sigmund's getting up. Oh, man. Dick Sigmund. Wouldn't have got hit any more solid with a baseball than he was hit right then. Was not at his head, though. Thank goodness for that. The way Duran throws that ball, a helmet won't help much. Sigmund putting on his warm-up jacket. And he's going down to first base. Well, he'll have Joe Cronin's signature on his chest from the baseball. Some of the stitches. Brings up Ken Astromonte, who has had quite a night. He singled, walked, and homered. And now Scowen comes way in at first base. Boyer playing in at third. Runners at first and second with nobody out. Cleveland leads 5-4. Here's a stretch. The pitch. High inside ball one. Now Howard has the time and goes out to the mound. And Scowen talking things over between first and second. Howard now coming back to his catching position. One ball, no strikes on Ken Aspromonte. Stretch by Duran. Hit high inside, ball two. He almost hit Aspromonte. Bit of trouble locating home plate. He's trying to throw the ball hard enough so that if Astromonte does attempt to bunt, he'll pop it up. And here comes Casey Stengel. Casey Stengel coming out to the mound. Duran and walked Wilson and then hit Dick Sigmund. And he has a two-ball, no-strike count on Astromonte. And he's signaling for a new pitcher. That's all for Doran. Ryan pitched just one inning. Didn't get anybody out here in the sixth inning. He didn't allow any hits, but he walked two, hit a man. And Sigmund is running in from first base now, going in the Cleveland dugout, probably getting a little bit of first aid. And Jim Coates is being called in for the second time tonight. Coates pitched in the first ball game, pitched two innings, gave up one hit, walked three, struck out one, allowed one run. So in the rule book, it said if when pitches are changed, the count is two balls and no strikes, and the batter gets a base on ball, charge that batter and the base on ball to the preceding pitcher, not to the relief pitcher. In other words, if Coach did walk Astromonte, the walk will be charged to Ryan Duren. And that also goes if there's a count of two balls and one strike, three balls, no strike, three balls, one strike, or three balls and two strikes. The preceding pitcher will be charged with a base on ball to the man walk. Coach is making his This is his 26th appearance of the year for Jim Coach. He's won 9 and lost 3. So Duren leads. The first game, which the Yankees won, one of the most thrilling games we've witnessed all year. The Yankees won it 7-6. As Howard, Mantle, Scourin homered, and then Yogi Berra, who had two homers, hit his second homer, leading off the bottom of the 11th to win the ball game. For Cleveland, Tito Francona had a home run. And the balls were really traveling. Four of the home runs were hit into the bleachers. Dick Sigmund comes out of the Cleveland dugout. And right now, while Coach is loosening up, we'll pause for station identification.
WOKO Albany.
That's the money steps back into the box. He has a 2-0 count on him. Scourin in his first, Boyer in his third. Here's the stretch. The pitch is in there, strike one call, and Scourin was no more than 10 feet from home plate when Coach delivered the ball. Now Boyer asks for time and comes over to talk with Coach. Well, we've had more huddles tonight. These are important ball games, though. And it doesn't hurt one bit to go in and talk things over. Two balls, one strike. Fred Wilson at second, Dick Sigmund at first. The stretch. The pitch is bunted foul. Astromonte is moving around a little too much when he attempts to bunt. He does not stand still. He attempted to sacrifice in the first game. Popped out to Bill Scourin in the 11th inning. He was almost running at the ball when he bunted and bunted it right up in the air. Now it's a 2-2 count. Astromonte has a single, a walk, and a home run. His home run hits a left field foul ball. The stretch. The pitch. He popped it up in back of the plate. Elston Howard's coming back. He's got the room. And makes the catch. So Jim Coates comes on to get Astromonte, who had a 2-0 count on him, to foul out to Howard, and it brings up Mike Delahoe, hitting a double play, triple to deep center and double to left field. He's driven in a run and scored a run. runners at first and second with one out. Pitch to Delahose is hit on the ground. Scourin up with it at first base, goes to second in time for one. No chance for the double play. They get Stigman on the fourth play as Scourin flips to Kubek. Moving to third is Wilson. Safe at first, Delahose. And here's Bubba Phillips. Phillips fly to right, hit a sacrifice fly to left, and double to left. He's driven in two runs. Two out, runners at first and third. 5-4, the Indians are leading this second ball game. And it is now midnight. From here on in, it's Bill Scourin Day at Yankee Stadium. Here's the stretch. Pitch popped in the air. Bobby Richardson under it and makes the catch. So Jim Coates does a fine job of relief pitching to get out of the jam in the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. Two men left to score at the end of 5.5 innings. Cleveland 5 and the Yankees 4.
During the summer weekends ahead, a lot of you folks will be planning cookouts, picnics, enjoying all sorts of good food out of doors. And as any good cook knows, it's important that you take along the right drink to give extra zest to your food. And that's why we recommend refreshing, deeply satisfying Ballantine Ale. The drink that's brewed for you to enjoy anytime, but especially at mealtime. The only drink that gives you the big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. Now, this is a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Ballantine's own True Ale recipe. You'll find Brewer's Gold makes Ballantine Ale more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. So get Ballantine Ale in those handy six-packs, quarts, or the regular 12-ounce bottle, and discover what a difference an ale makes. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Hector Lopez, Mickey Mantle, and Bill Scourin will be facing Dick Stigman. Hector, fly to center field, double to left field. He scored one run. In the first game, Lopez came up with a clutch double with two out, driving in the tying run of the ball game in the eighth inning. Dick Stigman out on the mound. Pitch to Lopez is a curve that's low, ball one. Fastball low, ball two, 2-0. 5-4, the Indians lead, bottom of the sixth. Pitch inside, ball three. Three nothing pitch inside, ball four. That's the third walk given up by Stigman, and his previous two walks resulted in runs being scored. He walked Mantle in the fourth inning, and Mickey scored ahead of Scherzer's homer. And he walked Richardson in the fifth inning, and Bobby scored on a sacrifice fly by Boyer. The walks have been costly for the left-hander. Here's Mantle, singled and walked. Rick Power holding first against Lopez. The pitch is a curve in the dirt, ball one. Pitch to Mickey, inside, ball two, 2-0. Pitch high
high, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Nothing pitch. In there, strike one called. First strike that Stigman has thrown in eight pitches. Nobody out. Lopez at first. Up foul back and out of play in the upper deck. Count on Mickey. Stigman stretches, ready for the payoff pitch. Here it is, and it's high for ball four. He lost him. Lopez goes down to second base. Mantle at first, and here's Bill Starin. The Moose hit into a double play and struck out. The Indians lead 5-4, but the Yankees are threatening. Here comes Luke Appling out of the Indian dugout. Appling running the team since Jimmy Dykes was ejected from the game. Remember, Dick Stigman was hit in the chest by Ryan Duren's fastball. Let's see what Appling's going to do. Asking Stigman how he feels. Luke looking out towards the bullpen. With Red Wilson, the catcher. Frank Dumont coming out now. And it looks like that's going to be all for Stigman. Somebody coming out of the Indian bullpen. Mudcat Grant coming in. Grant will take over for Stigman. Stigman pitched five innings plus. Didn't get anybody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Allowed only four base hits, but he walked four, struck out three, and has allowed four runs so far. Stigman leads. And Mudcat's coming on. Jim making his 29th appearance of the year. He's 1-8 and lost 5. 6'1", 184 pounds from Lacoochee, Florida. Right-hand pitcher. He'll be taking over with runners at first and second. Nobody out. And Bill Starr in the batter. Trying to protect Stigman's one-run lead. Jim Coates came on with the same situation, runners at first and second, nobody out, and got out of the inning. In the first game, the Indians used three pitchers. Perry, Klipstein, and Locke. Locke was the loser. The Yankees used four pitchers in the first game. Charlie, Coates, Mott, and Arroyo. In the second game, the Yankees have used three so far. Four, Duren, and Coates again. Grant has a brother in the Cleveland organization who's supposed to be an outstanding ball player. And he's got a nickname, the rival Mudcat. I don't know whether it's catfish or swamp water or something like that, but Frank Lane likes to give the colorful nicknames to his ball players. Anything to help the attendant.
right, Grant completes his warm-up tosses. Garland steps in. 5-4, the Indians are leading. Mantle was in getting a drink of water, and Grant was just about ready to pitch. That would have been a dandy. Hector Lopez is at second base. The stretch, the pitch to Scarron, outside, ball one. Play. 1-1. Looks like a big balloon floating in back of Jimmy Pearsall. He hasn't seen it yet. And now Larry Knapp looks out and sees him. Pearsall finally sees it, turns around, steps on it, and breaks it. Very nonchalantly. 1-1 the count. Look down at Frank Crisetti for a quick sign. Nobody out here with runners at first and second. The Yankees trailing by one run. Pitch is down. A ground ball to second base. Ascomani to De La Hose for one. Back to first. Not in time for the double play as Mantle came in there real fast and De La Hose had a leap to get out of his way. And you can thank Mantle for breaking up that double play. Boy, he got down there in a hurry even though the ball was hit hard. De La Hose was not hit by Mantle's slide, but he was in a hurry to get away from Mickey and threw low to first base. Perfect double play ball, but they only get the fourth play from second to short. Moving to third is Lopez, safe at first, down, and here's Bob Stewart, who's three-run homer in the fourth inning, put the Yankees ahead briefly. Bob 1-for-2 in this ballgame. Infield back in double play depth. Stretch by Grant. Pitch to serve. It's strike one. It's swing and a miss at a high fastball. One strike on serve. Curveball pop foul and coming back out of play. Back into the lower box seat. Nothing in two on serve. Stretch, two strike pitch, low outside. That was a tricky move by Grant. Old Satchel Paige style of delivery. Steps towards first base through sidearm. One ball, two strikes, one out. 5-4 Cleveland lead. Pitch is a little bit high, ball two, 2-2. Position. This is a little bit low. Ball three. Full count. 3-2. See if Moose will be running to keep out of the possible double play with a 3-2 count and one out. Bear steps out of the box. Again looks down at Crisetti. stretch. Third in the dirt, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Three men on, one out. Here's Elston Howard. Howard singled and fly to left field. Out the talk with Grant, Humont dust off home plate. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Five, four, Cleveland leads. Yankees won the first game 7-6 and 11 innings. Howard steps into the batter's box. Here's the windup by Grant. Hits to Howard. Is a ground ball to third. He steps on third. Throws to first. Double play, and they get out of the inning. Howard hit a hard ground ball right to Bubba Phillips at third base. He stepped on the bag and fired the Vic Power for the double play. So for the Yankees in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, no base hits, no Indian errors, and two men left on base. The score at the end of six full innings, Cleveland 5 and the Yankees 4. Well, on the scoreboard in the American League, the White Sox beat the Red Sox 9-2, bombing the winner, Wilson the loser. Baltimore took 2 from Kansas City, 2-1 in the first game, Barber the winner, Garber the loser, and 11-3 in the second game, Wilhelmin released the winner, Daly the loser, Woodling homer. Washington beat Detroit 5-4, Ramos the winner, Bunning the loser, Jim Lemon homer in the sixth, his failure for the year. In the National League, the Phillies took the Cubs 4-2, Roberts the winner, Anderson the loser, Walls and Callison homer. Cardinals beat the Pirates 3-1, Bolio the winner, Friend the loser, Musial homer to win that ball game. Dodgers beat Cincinnati in the first game 10-1, Craig the winner, Hook the loser, Locker homer with 2 on, and Milwaukee at San Francisco, it's nothing-nothing at the end of 3 innings. Now we're ready to go. We've got a brand new day. We're on Saturday right now, and a brand new announcer, Mel Allen.
Remember me, I was here yesterday. In the seventh inning, Vic Power will be first up. Tito Francona on deck, and Jimmy Pearsall to follow. The Indians leading by a score of 5-4. Yankees won the opener 7-6 in 11 innings. Power single to center, beat out a roller to the mound, and flied to right. Jim Coates, the Yankees' third pitcher. Right-hander all set to work. Into the windup, and the pitch is swung on and pops in the air, foul over near the stand. Scarron can't reach it, out of play. Strike one. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. Vic batting 299. Right-hander Jim Coates fires away. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate, out of play, into the upper deck. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Power wants to have Frank Humont look at the ball. Humont leaves it in. Four Cleveland, seventh inning. Jim Coates goes for the windup, and the pitch swung on. A bouncer hit out toward Richardson. Backhands it back. The bag throws to first in time. And there's one away. Now Tito Francona struck out, grounded to second, and grounded to first. That's from left-handed, hitting 293. Thank you.
coach and pitch. Swung on. There's a bouncer out to second. Richardson to Scarron. And Francona is retired. Two ups and two down. Now Jimmy Pearsall coming up. Walk, swing of the right, and walk. Hitting 298. Cleveland, seventh inning. Jim Coates into the windup, and the pitch is low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. And the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and popped up into the air around the mound. Fleet Boyer is under it, waiting, and takes it. The side's retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 6.5 innings, Cleveland 5, New York 4. I know a lot of you folks have a favorite restaurant. Any of them would be mine right this minute. All of us are having thoughts of something to eat when this game is over. I know you have a special place where the food's delicious, atmosphere's just right, service top. Wherever it is, whatever your favorite meal, I hope you'll be sure and ask for Ballantine Ale. Enjoy its big, big taste along with your meal. The big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold, a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Ballantine's own true ale recipe. You'll find Brewer's Gold makes Ballantine Ale more than a thirst quencher. Different than any beer. Ballantine Ale not only gives your appetite a lift, it really brings out the best in beef, chicken, seafood, whatever you've ordered for your meals. Maybe a nice little housing pepper. Or a Welsh rarebit. Or a veal parmesan. Or if you like. Whatever it is, ask for Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold. Discover what a difference an ale makes. Gil McDougal, pinch hitting, takes inside for a ball. He's hitting for Richardson. Gil batted for Bobby in the first game. Also it was in the sixth inning. This is the seventh now. 5-4, favor Cleveland. Much that Grant pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate, out of play. A 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Grant's delivery. Is inside, ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Now the pitch. Swung on, there's a drive to deep right field, and that ball is going to be caught at the barrier. Marty Keogh grabbed a long liner at the barrier. And there's one away. Gil almost had himself a pinch hit homer. Just a matter of whether Keo would arrive at the point in time or not. Dale Long is coming out to bat for Jim Coates. Long, a pinch hit in the first game for Curley and grounded to short. Pinch hit in the first game for Curley and grounded to short.
making his second appearance for New York. Left-hand hitter. Grant's delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Nothing in one. And the one-strike pitch. Inside. Ball one. One and one. One count. Wilson out talking to Grant. We haven't had it yet in any of our games, but one of these days, Cleveland has both Lee and Grant on their team. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two. Ball, two strikes. Grant pitch. High and inside. 2-2. Five to four, Cleveland. Seventh inning. One out, nobody on. Grant ready. And the 2-2 pitch. Just outside for ball three. 3-2. Moss in the bullpen. A full count on Dale Long, hitting for Jim Coates. And the payoff pitch is inside for ball four. He lost him. Six passes the Yankees have had. They had three of them last inning. Howard hit into a double play to end the inning. The base is loaded. Now Cleet Boyer comes up. Struck out, grounded to third, hit a sacrifice fly to right. Boyer is batting 251. Grant's delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Balls, one strike. One on, one out. Grant to the stretch, and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two. He's humming the ball in there. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on, fouled off right up here. Two strike count. Grant sets, delivers. Pitch is swung on, hit up in the air, down the left field line, and it is twisting foul and out of play. Count remains, two strikes. Two back on deck. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch swung on, popped up in the air, coming back and out of play. Count remains, two strikes. Here Here's the next pitch. Swung on, lined over short to left field for a base hit. Dale Long on his way to third. Here comes the throw. And into second goes Boyer, and he's safe. Dale Long reached the third, and Boyer took second on the throw from Francona to Delahose, who looked at third and then threw to second afterwards, but late. It's a single for Boyer. 6 second on the throw. Long going to third. And the batter is Tony Kubek. Struck out, popped to first, and popped to short. Indians leading 5-4 in the seventh inning. Kubek batting .281. The Indians play Phillips and Delahose in. Now Delahose goes halfway. The infield is halfway. Runners on second and third, one out. Grant's pitch. It's low and inside. Ball one. Nothing count. Long leads off third. Boyer off second. Grant to the windup, the pitch. Swung on, a high bouncer to second that plays into the plate, and the ball bounces away from Wilson. Here comes Boyer to the plate, and he scores. And there goes Kubek, trapped between second and third as Power recovers the overthrow and throws to Phillips. Phillips running Kubek back, and Kubek is tagged out finally by Astomani, but two runs scored, and the Yankees lead 6-5. Throwing a wild thing, Kubek hits to Astomani, who threw into the plate, and the ball bounced by Wilson, enabling Long to score. And then when Wilson chased the ball, picked it up, threw to the plate with Grant covering, trying to head off Boyer as he set onto the plate. He threw it by Grant. And Boyer scored. That's when Power picked the ball up. Kubek had rounded second and was trapped between second and third. Hector Lopez takes it low for a ball. So we'll get the scoring on that. Here's a pitch, high and inside. He went 4-2-1-3-5-4. Just one error on the play, and that was a throw from Astromonte into the plate. The 2-0 pitch is low, ball three. The putout on Kubek was 3-5-4, but the entire play and the handling of it was 4-2-3-5-4. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. I said one, meaning the pitcher, but he didn't handle the ball. It was thrown to him, but by him. To five, New York. The pitch is outside for ball four, and Lopez walked. Bringing up Mantle, who singled and walked twice. Batting .273. Batting .276. And the pitch swung on, fouled upstairs, strike one. technically the official score, both runs scored on the one error. After Monty's throw to bounce by Wilson. Man will take the pitch inside. Ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike, two outs. Grant delivers, and Mantle takes it high. Ball two, two and one. One count, two away. Grant ready, and the pitch. High, ball three, three and one. Three balls, one strike. Here's the delivery. High for ball four, and Mantle walks for the third straight time. Four walks issued by Grant. Eight the Yankees have had in this game. Had three last inning that did not enter into the scoring. Bill Scarron grounded to short into a double play, struck out and grounded to second. Hitting 308. Two on, two out, two in, 6-5, New York in the seventh inning. Grant delivers, swung on and missed. The throw down to first, and Mantle is trapped off as Lopez was on to third. Phillips has the ball, running Lopez back to second, and then tags him out. And the side is retired. That went 2-3-5. Two runs, one hit, one error, and one left on. At the end of seven innings, New York, six runs, five hits, no errors, and four left on. Cleveland, five runs, eight hits, one error, and seven men left on base. We pause for station identification. He worked in the first game. And may I suggest that he tries some Ballantine ale? Ballantine Ale and baseball go together. You'll find Ballantine Ale really goes over big with any of your mealtime favorites, so try Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold. It's the genuine. Duke Moss, fourth Yankee pitcher in this game, comes in as we go to the eighth inning. McDougal, who batted for Richardson, playing second base, and Moss pitching. Moss worked two innings in the first game, the ninth and tenth, and retired the six men he faced. The Yankees won the first game 7-6 in 11 innings. Berra leading off in the 11th with his second home run of the game. Berra hit two. Mantle, Scarron, and Howard each homered in the first game. Plancona homered for the Indians. And in this game, Aspromonte and Serve have homered. As we move to the eighth inning, Marty Teo leads off, Red Wilson on deck, and Jim Grant is the third scheduled batter in the inning. Has a record of 2-1, making his 27th appearance this season. Marty Keogh at bat. A left-hand batter swings the first pitch, grounds it to Scarron, is up with it, outruns Keogh to the bag, and there's one away. Now Red Wilson, fly to left center, fly to right, and drew a pass. Bullpen is busy, and we may have pinch hitter for Grant. Right now, Red Wilson steps in. Maz delivers. Takes a swung on, hits to short. Kubek up with it, throws on to Scarron, and Wilson has retired. Two up and two down. And let's see, Grant now goes to the bat rack. And he's going to come out and hit. Not a bad hitting pitcher. He's at 13 for 48, hitting 271. For Monty on deck. Deep miles into the windup, in comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Nothing in one the count. One strike pitch. Swung on and popped foul. Out of play to the right of the plate. No balls, two strikes. Yankees 6, Indians 5. It's the eighth inning. He's had 11 men go to bat in the last two innings. Only got one hit. Two men caught on the bases. Got six walks. And took an error for the two runs scored. Two strike pitch. Swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Grant strikes out. Sides retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 7.5 innings, New York 6, Cleveland 5.
Say, fans, I have a mighty good suggestion for you, which I hope you'll take. Next time you eat out and you treat yourself to a thick, juicy steak, why not go a little bit further? Treat yourself to the big, big taste of Ballantine Ale with your steak. The big, big taste that's so good anytime, but especially good at mealtime. Here's a refreshing, deeply satisfying taste that's an exclusive with Ballantine Ale. Because the big, big taste comes from Brewer's Gold. And Ballantine Ale is the only drink in the world that's brewed with Brewer's Gold. Yes, sir, you'll find you really get a drink that's more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer, when you enjoy the big, big taste with fine food. So ask for Ballantine Ale with your lunch or dinner and discover what a difference an ale makes.
In the last half of the eighth inning, Bill Scarron comes up, serve on deck, and Howard to follow. Scarron grounded to short into a double play, struck out, grounded to second. Hitting 308, Grant pitches low, ball one. 6-5, New York, last of the eighth inning. And the next pitch is low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 delivery. Flicked out, sailed high and inside. 3-0. Grant goes to the rosin bag. The 3-0 delivery. In there, strike one, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on, there's a drive, it beats the right field. And the ball is going to be gone for a home run for Bill Scarron.
Moose collecting his second homer of the night. Hit one of the first game. Makes it 7-5, New York. 25th homer, 86th run batted in. Seven home runs the Yankees have hit tonight. Five in the first game and two in this one. Bob Serb swings and fouls the ball back. Strike one. Next pitch is cut on and fouled back. Strike two. Darren homered in the eighth inning of the first game. An oddity. Leading off in the eighth inning of the first game, he homered. And leading off in the eighth inning of the second game. Here's the pitch to serve. East swings and sends a high drive to deep left center. Pearsall way out there under it. That makes the catch. One away. 7-5, New York. One out, and the batter is Elston Howard. Single to left center, line to left. And grounded to third in the sixth inning. The base is loaded, one out. Into a double play. Grant pitch to Elliott is low, ball one. Grant's delivery now is in there for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the delivery. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate, out of play. Ball dropping into the lower stands behind the Yankee dugout. One ball, two strikes. A 1-2 count. Grant's pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Back to first upon the loop. Next pitch is swung on by Howard. Line down the right field line. Foul out of play. Count remains 1-2. If any of you are wondering, there is no curfew, as there used to be on night games, except in special circumstances. Here's the pitch outside, bounces away from Wilson. 2-2. There used to be that no inning could start after 12:50. The one in progress could continue to its completion. That rule no longer prevails. The 2-2 delivery swung on and popped up into the air to third. Bubba Phillips moves under it in foul territory. Makes the catch. Two down now, and here's Gil McDougal, who batted for Richardson in the seventh and sent Keogh to the right field barriers to take his drive. The only curfews that apply now in Baltimore. Here's a pitch, and it's inside for a ball. All night games in Baltimore must be called at 11:59 city time. The 1-0 pitch is low for a ball. In other words, no inning of a night game can start after 11:59 in Baltimore city time. The 2-0 delivery, low ball three. With the exception of a Saturday night game, if an inning is started before 11:59, it can be completed. On Saturday night, it has to be stopped at 11:59. Same thing is true in New York, Boston, Baltimore, Washington. Next pitch, inside, McDougal walks. Five walks given up by Grant. And Duke Moss is due up.
Saturday night game is played in Washington. Play must be terminated since the team's to be off the field by 2 in the morning. That's Saturday night, you know, for the Sunday curfew. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Saturday night game at Yankee Stadium, Boston, Baltimore. Must be called at 11:59. Otherwise, no curfew. Next pitch, high and inside. Ball one, 1-1. Curfew will not ring tonight. One ball, one strike. Two outs. The pitch to Marsh, swung on and missed. Strike two. New York 7, Cleveland 5. It's the ninth. It's the last of the eighth. There goes McDougal. The pitch is swung on, bounced high off the plate. Wilson grabs it, throws on to Power. Marsh is retired, and so are the Yankees. One run on Darren's homer, one hit, no errors, one left on, 10 of 8 innings. New York 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors. 5 left on, Cleveland 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. 7 men left on. It'll be the top of the Indian order as we go to the ninth. Astromonte, Delahose, Phillips. In the American League, Chicago beat Boston tonight 9-2. Bauman beat Wilson. Baltimore took a fly-night doubleheader from Kansas City. 2-1, Barber beat Garber. And 11-3, Wilhelm in relief of Brown the winner. Daly the loser, Woodling homers. Washington nosed out Detroit 5-4. Ramos beat Bunning. Lemon got his 30th homer. National League, Philadelphia beat Chicago this afternoon, or yesterday afternoon now, 4-2. Roberts beat Anderson. Walls of 2 on, Callison homering. The Cardinals beat Pittsburgh tonight, or last night, 3-1. Folio beat Friend. Newsiel homered with 1 on in the 7th. To break a 1-1 tie. Los Angeles defeated Cincinnati 10-1. Craig beat Brooks. Larker had a 3-run homer. And in the second game of that finite doubleheader, Los Angeles beat Cincinnati 1-0, 10 of an inning, Drysdale and McLeish. Milwaukee 2, San Francisco 1 at the end of 5 innings. Warren Spahn against George Miranda. Spahn seeking his 283rd Major League win in that one. In the ninth inning, Ken Astromonte, single to center, walk, homered, foul to the catcher. Hitting 303. New York. The Yankees won the first game 7-6 in 11 innings. Dick Miles goes to the windup. Here's the pitch to Astromonte. It's in there. Strike one. Into the windup. In comes the next pitch. Curveball's in there. Strike two. Nothing in two. No balls. Two strikes. The Indians in the dugout get on Umont for a call on the last pitch. 5 or 6 of them hollering out of there. No balls, two strikes. Moss goes to the windup again. Here's the pitch to Ken Astromonte. Swings on it and pops it up in the air behind the plate near the screen. Howard moves back under it, and he's got it. One away. And Astromonte throws his bat down and swings it over to the Yankee side of home plate. And here's Mike Delahose, grounded to second in a double play, triple to center, double to left, and grounded to first. 2-for-4. Hitting 270. Dick Moss into the windup and the pitch. In there, strike one. Nothing in one. One away in the ninth inning. Moss to the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball, low, ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's bunted, and here comes Boyer up with it. The throw in time on a beautiful play. Cleet Boyer broke in rapidly and grabbed the bunt, off balance, flipped to first to retire De La Hose. Two away in the ninth inning, and here's Bubba Phillips. Fly to right. Sacrifice fly to left, double to left, and pops to second. One for three, two unsatted in. Big power on deck. Yankee 7, Indians 5, ninth inning. Moss delivers. A little bit outside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play upstairs. Strike one, one and one. Up the pitch, inside, ball two, two and one. Tried a curve, didn't work. A 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It sails inside the letters, ball three, three and one. Three balls, one strike. Now the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play, back to third, into the upper deck. Full count, 3-2. Full count on Bubba Phillips. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Big power on deck. Mars into the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up into the air. Howard getting under it. Waiting. He's got it. The ball game is over. And the Yankees won them both. 7-6 and 7-5. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And Dick Moss pitched four innings relief tonight and retired 12 men. He didn't allow anybody to get on base, is what I'm trying to get at. He pitched only 12 men, retired them all. So the Yankees persevere this evening to win two. He faced with the Orioles, who won two, and the White Sox, who won their game. We check the totals. You check your supply of Ballantine Ale. Ballantine Ale wins new fans every time it's served at mealtime. Even if you eat at 1 o'clock in the morning, which we're about to do shortly. Big, big taste really goes over big with food. So be sure and try Ballantine Ale with your favorite meal before our next game, which will be this afternoon. Another doubleheader at 2 o'clock today. The totals. The Yankees, 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base. The Indians, 5 runs, Eight hits, one error, and seven men left on base. The winning pitcher is Jim Coates, who wins his 10th game of the year. He's lost three, and it is his first win since June the 29th. Whitey Ford went four innings, was lifted in the fifth. He allowed eight hits and five runs. Ryan Duren worked one inning, and he was lifted in favor of Coates in the sixth. Duren allowed one run. No, Duren was not charged with any runs.